Welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. State-owned telecom firm Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited has sought immediate fund infusion from the government as the telecom firm is struggling to run its operations, including paying ₹850 crore worth of salaries before June. The public sector company has nearly ₹13,000 crore as outstanding liabilities that have made running the business difficult. Unaccounted wealth outside the country held by Indians was estimated in the range of $216.48 billion US dollars to $490 billion US dollars over various periods between 1980 and 2010, according to three separate studies conducted by three premier institutes. The studies conducted by the three institutes have found that the sectors where unaccounted income is found to be the highest included real estate, mining, pharmaceuticals, pan masala, gutka, tobacco, bullion, commodity, film, and education. Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold meetings with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and other leaders of the BRICS grouping during the G20 summit in Japan this week, where the talks would be focused on opposing the unilateralist and protectionist trade policies of the US, a senior Chinese minister said. China, which is seeking to build a strong opposition against President Donald Trump using trade and tariffs as a weapon to enforce his America First policy, said the issues of unilateral and protectionist policies would be discussed in detail. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said yesterday that the Income Tax Department issued ₹64,700 crore worth of refunds in the current fiscal. She also said that for the previous fiscal, the amount released was over ₹1.61 lakh crore. The minister revealed this information in a reply to a question in the Lok Sabha. Sitharaman added that with increased use of technology, time taken to process income tax returns has reduced. Binny Bansal, the co-founder and former CEO of Flipkart, has offloaded another 54 lakh of his equity shares to parent company Walmart, according to a regulatory filing. Bansal has sold 539,912 shares valued at ₹531 crore as per current exchange rate to Walmart. As a result, Bansal's stake in Flipkart has reduced to 3.52% from 3.85% earlier. India's annual monsoon rains have covered nearly half of the country and conditions are favourable for further advancement into the central and western parts this week. A weather department official has said the monsoon's progress will help farmers to accelerate sowing of summer-sown crops, which has been lagging due to a delay in the arrival of monsoon rains. The Reserve Bank of India yesterday launched an application on its website for lodging complaints against banks and NBFCs with a view to improve customer experience in timely redressal of grievances. The Complaint Management System is a software application to facilitate RBI's grievance redressal process. Customers can lodge complaints against any regulated entity with public interface, such as commercial banks, urban cooperative banks, non-banking financial companies. And that's all we have for you today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.